Thank you for the song tonight, Beth Lee. And certainly we're thankful, aren't we, to be in America and the greatest country that there is. And we thank the Lord for the freedoms that we have as a nation, the freedom to be here tonight. And let's not take that for granted. There may come a day where that is something that has to be looked at again as, I don't know, fought for. I hate to say that, but you never know. And so let's not take it for granted tonight. Thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity. I don't take it lightly to preach this evening. Thank you, church, for your faithfulness. My goodness. And faithful to the house of God on a hot, muggy Sunday night in July, and rain is coming in, but you're here. And thank the Lord for that. And you're an encouragement to me tonight. And so in our Bibles this evening, Acts chapter 19, my heart is to truly to be an encouragement to us as a family, as a church family this evening. And, you know, as I thought about this week and about what to speak on, what to preach about, and, you know, this passage just kind of came out to my mind. And, you know, I began to think about how God oftentimes will teach some of his greatest lessons through people that we hardly even notice. In fact, some of the people that God uses to teach certain very powerful things, they're never even identified by name, are they? I think about the little girl in 2 Kings chapter 5, simply referred to as a little maid. But as you know, that little girl, she was used to bring Naaman to the point where he was healed of his leprosy. In fact, he was the only leper that was cleansed, according to Jesus, his testimony, when he said that there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Naaman, but only he was cleansed of that leprosy. And it was all because of a little girl that we don't even know her name. I think about the widow we see in Mark chapter 12, who has those two mites, and she puts them into the collection box, and Jesus kind of stops everything and really focuses in, and says, hey, she's cast in more than those who have cast in of their abundance. And what a powerful message our Lord gives there on sacrifice from a lady that we don't even know her name. I think about a little boy and his lunch. And he's mentioned in all four gospel records, but he's never mentioned by name. And God uses that little boy with that little lunch of five loaves of bread and two fish. And God is able to do a great miracle that day. I think of a couple men in the Bible named just rich man. I think of the rich man in Luke 16 there with Lazarus, the one who opened his eyes and being in much torment. I think of the rich young ruler. The one who came to Jesus but went away because he was sad. He rejected God's message there on that day. What a powerful teaching that is on the subject of rejecting Jesus Christ. A powerful teaching, but we don't know their names. So people without names, but very powerful truths. But then there are people who are mentioned by name in kind of a passing sort of a way, meaning their name is there, but we still know very little about them. And such is the case in our text tonight. Here we see somebody whose name is given to us, but very little information, additional information, is given. This is a man that far too people, they don't even remember this man, let alone maybe even tonight you've never heard of him before. Somebody who we would say is just a nobody. But here we see him in verse 29. Would you look at it there with me? Acts chapter 19, verse 29. The Bible says, and the whole city was